More from the Cavalcade of the Arts coming up next.
Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. I'm Katie Carter, Area Voices producer, and I'm happy to report on some of the arts events happening around the area today and throughout the month of July. I will be reporting on some of the art exhibits and experiences in Bemidji, Big Fork, Brainerd, Park Rapids, and Virginia today. There's a lot going on. I will start with the First Friday Art Walk in Bemidji. There are some new exhibits that have gone up, and they will be celebrated with receptions today. One of those is the photography of George Brooke at Nielsen Place. His work is titled Nature of the North, and the majority of his pieces are photographs of northern Minnesota. Gallery North is featuring photographer Robert Panther. His work has been featured in a Canadian-American geotourism project that was in collaboration with National Geographic. And along with George Panther's photography, Gallery North is also featuring the work of Kaya Edlund. If you've never seen Polish-style paper cutting, make sure to stop by Gallery North. That is what Kaya's work is, and it's something to behold. It's colorful and detailed, and it will blow your mind. So make sure to stop by Gallery North and check out Kaya Edlund's work along with Robert Panther's photography. You'll be happy you did. Wild Hair Bistro is also featuring a photographer this month. Dan Gartrell's nature photography will be on exhibit at the Wild Hair, so check that out. At the Watermark Arts Center, a new collaborative show will be ready for visitors July 11th. The show is featuring artists living within the Mississippi watershed, Great Lakes, or Red River of the North, and highlights their relationship to water, interactions, observations, history, concerns, and more. They are encouraging people to come and see the diverse perspectives and shared experiences that have been formed in the region where water is so fundamental to our way of life. For more information about what's happening around the Bemidji area as far as the First Friday Art Walk, go to watermarkartcenter.org for a full listing of times and locations for the various receptions. And don't forget, Bemidji's Art in the Park will happen July 20th and 21st. That is a big event that you definitely don't want to miss. In Big Fork at the Edge Center for the Arts, they will be hosting their 15th annual juried art exhibit. It's called Art on the Edge, and that will be on display starting today through the month of July. And later in the month, July 19th and 20th, the Edge Center for the Arts is hosting the Stages Children's Theater out of the Twin Cities. They come up every year and do a big show at the Edge Center, and this year it is Willy Wonka. Again, that's July 19th and 20th. For more information about cost as far as attending the play and information about all the artists that are included in that Art on the Edge juried art exhibit, go to the website edgecenterarts.org. Again, that is in Big Fork. In Brainerd at the Crossing Arts Alliance, they've got an exhibit called Fritz Loven Park Revisited. It is an exhibit of artwork by Mary Hendricks, Judith Cusisto, Mona Warren, Kathy Blake, and Cindy Furta. Together, they have created a body of work that is based on how the park's landscape has changed after two huge storms in 2016. Kind of an interesting concept and something you might want to check out. That's again at the Crossing Arts Alliance. That's right in downtown Brainerd. Also at the Crossing Arts Alliance, they always have a big second Saturday event going on. And their second Saturday event for this month, which will be next Saturday, will be origami classes for kids. So they'll have two sessions. One is from 10 to 11:30 in the morning, and the other is from noon until 1:30 in the afternoon. To sign your kid up for an origami class, go to crossingarts.org and check that out. You can also look at a lot of other things that are happening at the Crossing Arts Alliance in downtown Brainerd. At the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids, they've got a couple things going on. July 13th, they have their second Saturday happening, and that is a monthly thing they've got going on throughout the summer where they're inviting people to come enjoy live music, poetry, film, dance, and theatrical performances. And their second Saturday happening runs from 4:30 to 6 p.m. And the exhibit going on right now at the Namath is Weaving Community Together, and it's an interesting collaboration between visual artist Luisa Fernanda Garcia Gomez and weaver Bruce Ingebretson. Bruce is bringing Luisa's visual art to his weaving loom and creating textile art from her visual art. He's been working on it for quite some time right at the Namath Art Center, and people have been invited to come watch him work. But there is a big reception for both of the artists on July 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. Again, that is at the Namath Art Center in Park Rapids. To check out other things going on at the Namath, go to their website, namathartcenter.org. And just so you know, Namath is spelled N-A-M-A-T-H. At the Lyric Center for the Arts in Virginia, if you're in the Virginia area, stop by the Lyric Center and check that out. And I also want to let folks know that they have a call for artists for their annual Life on the Iron Range exhibit. Work should celebrate life on the range, and they are accepting proposals of 2D or 3D work. The deadline to submit for the exhibit is July 16th. And artists that are interested in applying for that group show should check out the Lyric Center website for those submission guidelines. The website is lyriccenteronline.org. There is so much going on across northern Minnesota in terms of arts events and festivals and community gatherings and outdoor music. I hope that you can get out and take part in some of these activities. I can't imagine you would regret it. The First Friday Arts Cavalcade is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota. Have an awesome July. Here's Sam Miltich and friends with the song Swing Guitars.